Because there's going to be a cold frontal passage there on that Wednesday night time frame, and high pressure will give us some relief, some cooler air, less humid. When we get into Thursday and Friday, we're looking at highs in the lower 80s for the most part. So normal highs are right around there at this time of year. So that'll be, something we typically would see, and the humidity being down will help for sure with that. And that'll take us right into the weekend, really, with mid 80s all the way through. And another chance of rain though coming in as we head into Saturday night, all the way through the early part of next week. Really, there's just kind of a frontal boundary waffling in the area, so rain chances return, which we need it. I mean, we've been dry for 3 weeks now. I mean, without a whole lot of rain, we dumped 2 months of rain in the first 3 weeks of August, and then we shut the spigot off, and now we're dry again. So we're in an outlook for Saturday for excessive rainfall and just the marginal risk of excessive rain on Saturday. So there's some potential there of some training storms back to back hitting us. But in general, the amounts that are showing up in our forecast are roughly an inch or less, which is normal for a week in this time of year. Roughly 0.8, 0.9 inches of rain each week of the month is normal. Hopefully we can get that level of precipitation in the ground, because as I mentioned, we are a little bit dry. So two chances of rain Wednesday night, Thursday, and then Saturday through the weekend. We'll see how much rain we can get out of that particular period of time. But